love on the lip tour greens where dreams rise above balls deep swingers they're taking the scene with big sticks and bogey boys living the dream lip pods the sound where the stories are told eureka's and two ballers going for gold regular flex and shanks it's quite the hook grab a seat tune in let's take a closer look
okay so let's dive into this footsie event from Sunday May 18th the lib tour event
yeah we've got the timeline right the whole round hole by hole
exactly we're going to trace how that leaderboard unfolded you know all the twists and turns the mission here is to really get a feel for the drama, the key moments, and what actually decided it all in the end.
And focus on the individual stories, I think, how each player navigated the round.
Definitely. It's fascinating seeing it play out like this. Rather than just the final scores, you see the journey.
Totally. Much more revealing.
Let's rewind right back. After just three holes, Terry Hare from Eureka's, he kind of came out swinging.
Yeah, grabbed the early lead at minus two net.
With net birdies on the second and third. Now, the second, that's a par five. Okay, maybe a birdie chance. But the third, par four, stroke index two. Tough hole.
Mm-hmm. That's a really impressive start. Shows he was pretty dialed in from the get-go.
Absolutely. And just behind him, you had Jethro, Tom Jeffrey, Dish, David Washer, and King Louie, Tony Money, all tied at minus one.
Right. And interestingly, Woody, Paul Wood, he had a bit of a wobble early. Double bogey on the first.
Oof. Yeah, the first tee pressure, it can get you.
It really can. Just shows you. Simon Ford had a tough time on the third.
Triple bogey there.
Ouch. Yeah, and Randeep Gill, he doubled the first and the second. So a really difficult start for him.
Shows how quickly you can get behind. And what about the teams early on?
Well, with those scores, two ballers took the early lead, minus five after three.
Makes sense with Jethro and King Louie in there.
Exactly. And Eureka's were right there, too. Minus four, obviously helped by Terry's great start.
Okay, moving on. After six holes, Terry's still leading.
He was, yeah. Still leading, now at minus three. But interestingly, he had a double bogey on the fourth.
Ah, okay, so he bounced back from that.
Seems so. Must have played five and six well.
Yeah.
Jethro moved up, tied for second at minus two.
And who else was making moves?
Henry Jackson. He climbed quite a bit, got himself to minus one after birdies on five and six.
Nice work. Shows the importance of stringing good holes together.
Absolutely. Gareth Coulter birdied the fifth, but it wasn't quite enough to undo earlier damage, it seems.
Right. And the team situation after six? Any changes?
Yeah, a switcheroo at the top.
Yep.
Eureka's jumped into the lead, minus seven.
Wow, big move. Helped by Henry Jackson's climb, presumably.
Must have been. Two ballers were still right there, though, just one back at minus six. Still very tight.
Okay, so making the turn, nine holes down, how did things stand?
We had a new leader, Jethro. He got to minus two.
Even with a double bogey on nine.
Yep, even with a double on the ninth. His front nine overall must have been solid enough.
What happened to Terry Hare? He was leading.
Disaster on the seventh hole for Terry. A par four, but he took a quadruple bogey.
Oof, that hurts. Where did that leave him?
Dropped him right back to minus one. Tied with Henry Jackson and Linus Bumbleys, who was also at minus one.
Quadruple bogey. Wow. Any late front nine momentum for anyone else?
Graham Marshall birdied the ninth, maybe finding some form heading into the back. And the team standings at the turn. Incredibly tight. Eureka's and two ballers were now neck and neck at minus five.
Tied up again.
Shanks and Big Hook were still holding third at minus three. And Balls Deep had moved into fourth at minus one. Showing they were still, you know, in the mix.
Absolutely fascinating. Seeing the top two teams tied at the halfway mark, it really set the stage for a potentially thrilling back nine in the team competition. Very little separating the top contenders. So, onto the back nine. After 11 holes, did Jethro build on his lead?
He did initially. Birdie on 10 took him to minus three. Looked like he might pull away.
God, I sense a butt coming.
But then came the 11th. Apparently the hardest hole on the course.
Ah, yes. How hard.
Averaging almost two strokes over par for the field. Groove.
Cat. And it caught Jethro.
It did. Double bogey for him there. Dropped him back, but still leading just.
Okay, so who was closest then?
Henry Jackson and Lee Merriweather moved up to minus two. Terry Hare was back in it slightly at minus one, along with Peter Green.
And anyone else caught out by the 11th?
Yeah, Ian Smith also had a double bogey there. That dropped him back to level par.
Man, that hole sounds like a round wrecker.
Jackson and Merriweather getting through there okay would have been a huge confidence boost.
And the teams after 11?
Mm.
Still incredibly tight. Eureka's and two ballers? Still tied, now at minus six.
But look who crept up into third. Shanks and Big Hook and Swingers? Both tied at minus two now.
Yeah, it was anyone's game at that point. Just four shots separating the top four teams with seven to play.
Every single shot from here on.
Yeah.
Absolutely critical. The pressure must have been immense.
Okay, fast forward to after 14 holes, any more lead changes?
Yes. Big change. Henry Jackson hit the front, got to minus three with a par on 14.
So he overtook Jethro. What happened there?
Jethro doubled the 14th, dropped him back to minus two. So a big swing on that hole.
Wow. 14th seems key then. Who else was in the picture?
Smithy. Remember he doubled the 11th? Well, he was fighting back. Got himself back to minus one, showing some real determination.
Good for him. Anyone struggling?
Lee Merriweather had a tough patch. Double bogeys on 12 and 14. That would have dropped him back.
Right.
Team-wise, after 14, Eureka's still leading, but just minus seven.
Two ballers were now second at minus five. Shanks and Big Hook still third at minus three.
And Swingers had climbed into fourth at even par. The back nine was really sorting things out.
Eureka's holding on, but the chasing pack was definitely still in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, within striking distance. Any slip-up?
After 17, this is where it gets really tense, right?
Absolutely electric. After 17 holes, we had a tie for the lead.
We won.
Smithy. He birdied the 16th to get to minus three, tied with Jethro, who was still hanging in there at minus three.
Smithy coming back from that double. Fantastic. Any other big moves?
Huge moves. Woody Paul Wood suddenly burst onto the scene. Ned Eagle on 16, then a birdie on 17, jumped him all the way to minus two.
Wow. Where did that come from? And Terry Hare.
Terry also got to minus two. He had a net eagle on 16 as well. That was after a double bogey on 15, though, so a real roller coaster for him.
Unbelievable. The 16th sounds like it was pivotal. Par five.
Must have been, yeah. Offering up eagles and birdies.
Yeah.
But while some surged, others faltered.
Like who?
Henry Jackson, who was leading after 14, he dropped back. Bogeys on 15 and 17 put him at minus one.
Tough finish for him after getting the lead. Anyone else struggle late?
Yeah, Simon Ford had an eight on the 17th. And King Louie had a difficult back nine, doubles on 16 and 17.
Shows the pressure of those closing holes. Any late positives?
Okay. Chris O'Donohue finished strong. Birdies on 16 and 17. Good finish for him.
So heading to the 18th tee, it's Smithy and Jethro tied at minus three, Woody and Terry right behind at minus two. What about the teams?
Eureka's had stretched their lead. They were minus eight after 17.
Okay. And second?
Shanks and Big Hook had moved firmly into second at minus five. Two ballers had slipped back to third at minus two. And the final hole, the par five 18th, it certainly delivered. Smithy held his nerve, made par, and secured the individual victory at minus four.
Brilliant. Well done, Smithy.
Woody finished with a net birdie to snatch second place outright at minus three.
What a finish from Woody.
Terry the Hare also birdied the last, finishing third at minus three, which pushed Jethro, who must have parred or bogeyed, into fourth, also at minus three. Henry Jackson finished in fifth place at minus one. Just a nail-biting conclusion.
A truly thrilling finish. Smithy showing the composure to close it out under pressure is fantastic. Woody's birdie on the last, absolutely vital for that second place finish. And for Terry to recover from those mid-round troubles to grab third, that's a testament to his mental game. Poor Jethro just couldn't quite maintain that lead right to the very end.
Ditko Steve Dixon ended up at level par.
Any other notable finishes on 18?
Yeah, Chef. Tony Delaney had a net eagle on the last. That would have shot him up the leaderboard quite a bit.
Nice finish. But it wasn't smooth sailing for everyone on the last, I guess.
No, the pressure told on some. Peter Green had a double bogey. Simon Ford also finished with a double. And Suki Saran tripled the last hole.
Ouch. Shows you have to play all 18. And the teams. Eureka's did it. Held off the challenge.
Yep. Secured the victory. Combined score of 82 points.
Thanks to Terry Hare's 42 points and Smithy's winning 40.
Well-deserved. Consistent scoring across the team, that's often the key.
Shanks and Big Hook, very close second though, 78 points. Both Woody and Ditko Steve Dixon shooting 39.
Made it a real contest right to the end, didn't
they? He really did. Two ballers rounded out the top three, 73 points. Jethro had a good 42, but King Louie with 31.
Still a solid team performance overall.
And the rest. Swingers finished with 70 points, Balls Deep 69, Big Stick 64, Bogey Boys 63, and Regular Flex 62.
Yeah, pretty tight bunching in the middle there. Good competition throughout the field. Now, the prizes. The event prizes saw Smithy take home 50 pounds for first place. Rudy got 35 pounds for second. Terry the Hare, 25 pounds for third. And Jethro, 20 pounds for fourth. Henry Jackson won 10 pounds for fifth.
Nice little earner for them.
And as part of the winning Eureka's team, Smithy, Terry the Hare, Henry Jackson, and Jamie Bartlett each received a 5-pound refund of their entry fee. A nice bonus.
Yeah, a well-deserved financial reward for the top performers, both individually and, of course, as the winning team. Gets your stake back. Now the big picture, the lib standings after the footsie.
Oh,
bit of a shakeup.
Who's leading now?
Shanks and Big Hook. They've jumped into the lead with 38 points.
Wow, that second place finish was huge for them then.
Absolutely. Eureka's are now second with 32 points, so their win was vital too.
Keeps them right in the hunt.
And Two Ballers and Big Sticks are tied for third on 28 points.
So it really highlights how important each event is. Consistency across the season is what wins the Lib Tour overall.
Definitely.
Finally, let's look at some interesting competition stats that came out of this. Jethro had the best front nine with 20 points.
Despite the double on nine.
Right. While Woody's incredible back nine earned him the best score there with 23 points, Linus Bumbly's had the best gross score overall with a 78.
Solid round from Linus.
Smithy, Lee Merriweather, Linus Bumbly's, Tom Whitelaw, and Codd were the best on the par threes, all playing them in plus one. Linus Bumbly's also excelled on the par fives, playing them in minus one.
Shows where different players made their scores.
Tony Delaney, or Chef as he's known, showed the biggest back nine improvement. He was 9 points better on the back than the front, while Dan Blatchford had the biggest drop-off, 9 points worse on the back.
Wow, big swings there for those two. Shows how form can change mid-round.
The easiest hole on the day was the 13th, and the hardest, no surprise, was the 11th. And the 17th hole saw the most blobs players failing to score any points.
Yeah, those statistics really paint a vivid picture of the key moments and individual strengths, don't they? Woody's sensational back nine was clearly pivotal in his climb. And the 11th, well, it lived up to its reputation as the toughest test on the course. The 17th causing trouble too, interesting.
So there you have it, a full breakdown of the footsie's dramatic twists and turns. You witnessed how crucial those net birdies on tough holes early on could set the stage, how momentum could shift with just a single bad hole like Terry found out, and how late charges, like Woody's, could completely reshape the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
The team competition really underscored the vital role of consistent scoring from both partners. Think about how those key moments, Terry's early surge, his struggles on 7 and 11, Woody's incredible finish, Smithy's steady hand at the end, all contributed to the final outcome. What resonates most with you is the defining moment of this footsie. Perhaps the resilience of Smithy holding on, or maybe the strategic consistency of the Eureka's team.
It's a good question. This detailed look at the footsie highlights something crucial about competitive golf, especially net golf. It's often a game of minimizing the big mistakes and capitalizing on opportunities on keyholes. You know, consider how the players who ultimately finished at the top navigated those critical stroke index holes, particularly the 11th and 14th. What do you think their strategies might have been, and how did that differ from those who maybe struggled on those same holes? Something for you to ponder.
Young Terry Hare was a man with a dream to captain the finest Lib Tour winning team. He started with Smithy and Henry tacked on, then added in Jamie and positive John. The team members final, they won't be denied. Now what should he call them? I've got it, he cried. Eureka's, 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 that's us. We'll hoover up prizes with minimal fuss. We'll rise up the rankings, it won't be that hard. With these guys all scoring and me as wild card. Terry was bullish, you can see in his grin. He knows they're a shoo-in and certain to win. It's all coming together, it only feels right. Thanks for the winnings, now buy me a pint. Eureka's, 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 you'll see. Our handicaps mean we're a points guarantee. We're rating the Lib Tour, this small chosen band. Sombreros on heads and a putter